Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 1. God's move in man's history for the carrying out of his eternal economy. Thursday, related verses. Zechariah 1, verse 8 and 20 through 21. I saw during the night, and behold, a man was riding upon a red horse, and he was standing among the myrtle trees that were in the bottoms. And behind him there were red, reddish-brown, and white horses. Then Jehovah showed me four craftsmen. And I said, "What do these come to do?" And he spoke, saying, "These are the horns that have so scattered Judah that no man lifts up his head. But these have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nations who have lifted up the horn against the land of Judah to scatter it." Daniel 2, verses 31 through 35. You, O king, were watching, and there was a single great image. This image, large and its brightness surpassing, stood opposite you, and its appearance was frightful. Concerning this image, its head was of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its abdomen and its thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You were watching until a stone was cut out without hands, and it struck the image at its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at once, and they became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Related reading. This man in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 8a is Christ in his humanity. The man here is the angel of Jehovah. The angel of Jehovah is Jehovah himself as the triune God. The angel of Jehovah is also Christ as the embodiment of the triune God and as the sent one of God. The angel of Jehovah is also the angel of God who escorted and protected Israel on their way from Egypt to the promised land. The man in this vision is riding on a red horse. Here, the red horse signifies Christ's swift move in his redemption by the shedding of his blood. These myrtle trees in verse 8b signify the humiliated people of Israel in their captivity. Captured Israel was in the lowest part of the valley, and Christ was ready to do anything for them swiftly. Christ, the one on the red horse, was their patron taking care of them in their captivity. Behind him, there were red, reddish, brown, and white horses. This indicates that Christ's redemption, the red horse, leads the repentant Israel, the reddish, brown horses, to be justified and accepted by God swiftly, the white horses. The word reddish indicates redemption, and the word brown indicates a mixture. Eventually, as signified by the white horses, when the redeemed people of God come to God and are dealt with, they will be justified. In verses 18 through 21, we have the vision of the four horns and the four craftsmen. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. And I said to the angel who spoke with me, "What are these?" And he said to me, "These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. These four horns are the four kingdoms with their kings, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and the Roman Empire, signified by the great human image in Daniel 2 and by the four beasts in Daniel chapter 7, verse 3 through 8, which damaged and destroyed the chosen people of God. These four craftsmen in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 20 and 21 are the skills, including the stone not hewn by man's hands, used by God to destroy the four kingdoms with their kings that destroyed the nation of Israel. Christ is the one among the craftsmen who will come as the stone cut out without hands to smash the great image. Each of the three kingdoms, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece, was taken over in a skillful way by the kingdom which followed it. Babylon was defeated in one night when Darius the Mede came and defeated Belshazzar. How skillful was Darius? Then, as Daniel 8 reveals, the goat from Macedonia, the Grecian Empire under Alexander the Great, came to trample the ram of Persia. History tells us that Alexander the Great was very skillful. He was one of the craftsmen that dealt with the four horns. Later, the Roman Empire came in to deal with Greece. These four empires are the central factors of human history. Eventually, the restored Roman Empire will be smashed into powder by Christ as the top craftsman. All four empires devastated and destroyed Israel, but they all have been, or in the case of the restored Roman Empire, will be destroyed by the four craftsmen raised up by God. This is a comforting and encouraging word of promise.